Non-materialist ideas are based on evidence, too. But materialist doctrines undermine our confidence in a capacity to assess evidence, so it is useless for materialists to claim that they have better evidence than non-materialists. 6. Materialism is out of step with modern physics. Classical physics conceives of the universe as independent bits of matter that interact according to mechanisms. The reason that consciousness is a problem for materialist neuroscience is that it does not appear to have a mechanism. Modern quantum physics conceives of the universe as superposed states. These states do not exist apart from each other, so their interaction is not governed by a mechanism. As B. Allen Wallace writes, "As soon as one begins to understand subjective and objective, mental and physical phenomena as relational instead of substantive, the causal interactions between mind and matter become no more problematic than such interactions among mental phenomena and among physical phenomena. But the notion of a reified causal mechanism may no longer be useful in any of these domains." As a result, he notes, "The demand for a mechanistic explanation of causality has been long rejected in various fields of physics, including electromagnetism and quantum mechanics." The conflict between materialist biology and contemporary physics is becoming more obvious all the time. As Harold J. Morowitz has pointed out, biologists have been moving recently toward the hardcore materialism that characterized 19th century physics, just as physicists have been forced by the weight of the evidence to move away from strictly mechanical models of the universe toward the view that the mind plays an integral role in all physical events. He comments, "It is as if the two disciplines were on fast-moving trains going in opposite directions and not noticing what is happening across the tracks." That raises a question. If physics fails to support biology, which discipline should rethink its position, physics or biology? On a practical note, can we reasonably expect much progress in neuroscience given the problems if we do not begin by reassessing the materialism that has characterized our hypotheses for decades? There is a sound theoretical basis for a non-materialist approach to neuroscience, and perhaps more pressing for many listeners, there are valuable practical applications as well. We look at these areas in Chapter 6.